Do you or your child know how to play an instrument? 82% of parents want their kids to know how to play an instrument at some point in their life. That came as such a surprise to me because it's never even crossed my mind with my kids.
Didn't shock me at all. Where I come from, every kid was in band at least for a hot minute. And
really?
If not, they definitely had to learn some stuff in music class anyways.
All right. Top three instruments that parents want their kids to learn. Number one, electric guitar. Number two, piano. And number three, drums. I think piano is the only one that's ever crossed my mind because of Taylor Swift. I would always say to Hayden, like, if you want to be like Taylor Swift, you have to learn how to play the piano. Until I researched how much piano lessons cost. And then I was like, never mind. You're good.
Also, Taylor Swift's a guitar player. Like, isn't that her whole thing?
Right. Yeah, but
piano and guitar are really closely related, too,
also,
right, as far as playing?
No. Very massively different.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift writes her songs on the piano. I don't know if you ever watched a Taylor Swift documentary, but that's where she does it.
Can't say that I have.
I don't know if you've ever seen her play. She plays them on the guitar.
Yeah. All right. Well, it doesn't matter. What does matter is now it's time for the Anna and Raven Can We Play an Instrument Show.
All right.
Yeah. So here's how it's going to work. Each of us has an instrument to play. Unfortunately, the only person that actually knows how to play an instrument, we thought, was producer John, because he's in bands and stuff like that and plays the guitar. Can we play a popular song? Now, here is the song we're going to start with John that he's going to play.
Nothing to measure up to there, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of the greatest guitar players of all time, but let's go for it.
All right, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie Ray John.
I guess he's pretty good.
I mean, I guess it's recognizable. Yeah, whatever.
I guess it's all right.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. Just stop it.
Right. The only instrument I ever played growing up is the recorder. They gave it to me when I was in, I believe, second or third grade. And I was incredible. Like, if there was the world's best recorder player,
wow, really?
It was probably me.
You recall a memory like that.
Yeah.
You were so gifted with the recorder.
Actually, none of that is true. I was one of those kids that they would say to pretend to blow during the recitals, like the concerts, because I was never on key and didn't know what I was doing. But here I have a recorder, and this is the song that I'm going to attempt to play, which was one of my favorites. This is where it gets hard.
Oh, boy.
Okay, remember that? All right. Here I go.
I mean, that is a lot.
Yeah. All right, hold on. I got to put my finger on the back one, put my fingers in place. Okay, ready? Hold on, this is the hard part. No, hold on. I got to hold on.
Kind of stuck the landing, yeah.
Yeah, that was great,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That was really good. The thing that people don't know is that Raven actually played a saxophone when he was in elementary school. Was it middle school? What did you play?
Middle school.
All right.
Middle
Do you
school.
Still think you could do it?
I sat down with the saxophone yesterday for the first time in many, many, many years, and the results were spellbounding.
Okay, it's coming up next. All right.
And wait a minute, you sang a part and then went back to playing it with a little improv. I like that. Okay.
82% of parents say that they want their children to learn how to play an instrument. The only instrument I ever played in my lifetime was a recorder, which is this. And as you can tell from that demonstration, I was never very good.
You put some heavy lipstick on the end of that thing, though,
I mean,
huh?
Look at it,
just like
right?
Grade school.
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to the Anna and Raven Music Show today.
Nice.
So we're learning instruments. Now, producer Sean is here, and he has never played a ukulele in his life.
Nope.
But they're very popular now. They're like the it kind of instrument to learn.
Yeah, they were doing their thing on Hawaii a long, long time ago, too. But yeah, it's a beautiful instrument.
It really is. Producer Sean has been given the task to play this song.
Wow.
Do you think you can do it, Sean?
You know, I'm going to give it a try. You guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
You ready? You ready?
Anytime you're ready, go for it.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put a little finger in here.
All right.
Right,
I need somebody like chanting over it, kind of like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's really great.
Inviting
Sean.
Me to a hula. Good job, man.
That's awesome.
He's like, I can't stop. If I stop, I won't be able to reset. I just have to keep playing.
I can see why John plays instruments, because it's incredibly relaxing to do. And once you start getting the hang of it, you're like, I could just do this all day.
Well, why is he always in such a bad mood?
I don't know.
Because he works with me.
But the bigger question is, can Raven still play the saxophone? Because when he was in middle school, you were a saxophone player, which is why Raven is wearing sunglasses right now for no apparent reason we're inside.
I was pretty good. I could play, and I was amazed, Anna, when I sat down yesterday with a saxophone, the way it all came back to me. My fingers went right into the spots. It was like a voice spoke to me again. This is the song that I'm going to play. Incredibly difficult.
That is a hard one.
Yeah, incredibly difficult.
All right.
Let me juice up this reed.
Oh, my God. Oh,
from
my
this Bowered saxophone.
Gross.
Why are you licking it?
A Louis.